There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whether you call it a consensually non-monogamous relationship or ethical non-monogamy, open relationships can be really hard to define. It's not cheating or swinging, and it's not polyamory. So what are open relationships, and do you want to consider it? Today, I'm sharing my 5-step process for knowing if an open relationship is right for you. So stay tuned.
I'm Dr. Abby Metcalf, and I'm a practicing psychologist, number one Amazon best-selling author, TEDx speaker, and all-around relationship maven with over 35 years of experience helping people just like you. Join me as I teach you actionable tips and strategies to create connection, joy, and ease in all your relationships. So let's get to it.
Welcome back to the podcast. I am at Dr. Abby Metcalf, which you already know because you're here listening. So very excited to have you here. I mentioned this episode on the last episode where we talked about relationship breaks. And sometimes the idea of an open relationship or a relationship break or, you know, comes up at the same time. And someone had written in about it. So last week, but I decided to separate them very completely. And so definitely check out last week's episode about relationship breaks if you haven't yet, if that's something that's coming up in your relationship. And getting to open relationships. So before I jump in, I want to say that I think open relationships can be amazing and wonderful. I think we're challenging old stereotypes of what's right and wrong. And I love that. I love that. I love that we're able to have open and loving conversations about sex and what we think it does or doesn't mean for us. And you can be in a fully committed and sustainable relationship if it's open. I've seen it. I've witnessed it. I've been around it. So I love that they exist. I wholly believe. Having said that, I have also seen open relationships that are coercive and fear-based and are instead about domination and oppression. I have seen people's earlier traumas and low sense of self-esteem and self-worth played out in horrific ways. So my goal today is for you to see how just amazing these conversations can be, how incredible thinking about open relationships can be for the growth of your relationship. So even if you've never considered it, it could be very cool to talk about. You know, we can tend to not talk about sex enough, and this is yet another avenue. So whether you end up having an open relationship or not, to me, isn't The goal is not that. The goal is the conversation. And I think these deeper conversations uncover our own subconscious beliefs and assumptions in new and enlightening ways. I really do. I've seen it. I've been doing this almost 40 years. I got to tell you. So I also want to say this is not my specialty. And you've written in quite a bit about these sort of topics and polyamory and other things. And I really feel while I have absolutely dealt with that in my practice at many times and in my personal life and all kinds of things, and I'm so open and all the goods, I think other people do it better than me. And so I want to say that. And I am only touching the surface here. So if you want to go really deep on this topic, I recommend a couple books. One is called Opening Up, A Guide to Creating and Sustaining Open Relationships by Tristan. I hope I'm saying Tristan's last name correctly. It's like, I think it's Tormino. It's T-A-O-R-M-I-N-O. I'll link to that in the show notes and on the Relationship Tips and Tools page. And I also highly recommend a book called The Ethical Slut by Janet Hardy and Dossie Easton. I think it's in its third edition, that book now. It's incredible. These are game changers. And if you're truly interested in opening your sex life in this or other ways, these books are required reading. And when we talk about, last episode, you know, what should you be doing on a relationship break? If your relationship break is somehow around this idea of open relationships, I'd say you should be reading these books during that time and having wonderful, rich, great discussions ultimately about it. So, and I said in the beginning, it was a little of a thing that polyamory or swinging are not open relationships. And of course they are in their own way. They are a way of thinking about open relationships. But today, how I'm going to talk about open relationships is different. So what is an open relationship for today's definition? And again, I'm going to say the most important thing is for you and your partner to define yourselves what an open relationship means for the two of you. Healthy open relationships, in a broad sense, are relationships where it's mutually agreed upon that one or both partners can have sex, and sometimes more, with people outside of the relationship. That's how I see it, but you have to define it for yourselves. And as I said, open relationships to me should not be confused with polyamory, even though that could be considered a type of open relationship, because that's where, and I've definitely worked with throuples and other polyamorous equations. And as I view them and have read and all that, it's really where partners have sex or committed relationships with more than one person at a time. And so when I've worked in polyamorous, like throuples or more, what I've seen is a couple, and they've been together and they have this very strong relationships, and then they have other strong relationships, committed relationships outside that couple. And sometimes both people in a couple, and sometimes just one. So the couples I work with who are polyamorous are, again, in a committed relationship, but also have other committed relationships outside of this kind of what you might consider the main relationship. And there's different words used for that. And I have friends who are in polyamorous relationships. You know, again, that's what I've seen the most. When I think of swinging couples, these are couples who have sex with other partners where both people in a couple are generally involved. As a matter of fact, a lot of swingers parties don't even allow singles to come. It's you've got to be in a couple to come. You have to come with, I think that's really most of them. I can't even think of ones that were singles. I think that's something different. Anyway, so sometimes this can mean, though, that maybe a husband is watching a wife having sex with another person, or it could be, you know, a committed couple going to a party and having sex with other people. Again, usually within the confines of the party or the date or the whatever. And again, with swingers, these are most often committed couples having sex with other committed couples in a defined way, in a box kind of thing. And so and you can comment below if you're a swinger or polyamorous or anything else. And again, please remember, I'm not an expert, but this is what I have seen in my life, my almost 60 years of life, because I've been in a lot of different situations. While swingers tend to keep their outside relationships to the realm of sex with other established couples, and polyamory is all about having multiple committed romantic partners, open relationships, as I'm going to just talk about them today, are generally ones where partners can have sex with other people in a casual but non-committed way. Does that all work? Are we all there with the definitions? I know there's a lot of stuff going on. And again, you can read deeper about all this. And I'm just talking about how I'm talking about it today. So, you know, don't come for me with a lot of hate, but I'm open, you know, I'm open to a loving conversation, not a hateful one. So today I'm going to mostly come from the perspective that maybe your partner has asked you to have an open relationship and you're unsure about it, because that is most of the questions I've gotten. A lot of you have written in asking this. My partner wants to have an open relationship. What do I do? However, this episode is also great for you if you're the one who's wanting an open relationship, because I want you to be clear of your own motivations and, you know, ways to approach the conversation successfully and ways to think about it successfully. So let me just, I did a quick little thing. I'm like, how many people are in these kind of relationships? I was trying to track that down. And I'm just going to say in America, I started to do all the countries and I was like, I'm going to make myself crazy. I know people are listening from all around the world and I thank you. So excuse my Americanism here, but I'm just going to talk about the United States for a second. And because there was a big poll, and it was recently in the last few years, of there was more than 23,000 Americans that they polled. And what they found was that, and then when I looked at other research, it was very similar. That's why I'm just going to kind of go with this one so we don't spend so much time on this. 25% of Americans said they would be interested in having an open relationship. So among singles, 32% of men and 19% of women said they'd be interested in a non-monogamous relationship. Again, it's generally often men who are more interested, but not by that much, but definitely more. So among married couples, so the last one I gave you was singles, among married couples, 30% of men and 21% of women would be interested in an open relationship. And here's where I thought it got really interesting. A lot of this depended on age. Millennials are the top. Gen Y, you guys are the top for this. 41% of millennials would be interested. 29% of Gen Z were interested. 23% of Gen X, and only 12% of baby boomers. So I think we're really looking at how society has opened up, how things are so different now than when, you know, and I'm a boomer, more or less. I'm kind of on the cusp of boomers and Gen X. So I really relate a lot to Gen X as far as, you know, drinking from the hose and being told that 8 in the morning to get out of the house. I don't want to see you till 5 o'clock. I remember that. I have older siblings and I'm the youngest. So my parents were older. So I really do identify a lot. You know, my siblings are all boomers. And so I think I'm in both worlds a lot, but anyway, but I think we've really seen, right, how we define relationships, how we define gender, how we define sexuality, all those things have really shifted. And I love that. So 46% of the participants who identified as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or other say that they're interested in having an open relationship. So that's what's really interesting to me. It seems that people who are identifying other than heterosexual or straight, there's only 22% of heterosexual or straight people were. So you really see, as people are open to their own sexuality, they're open to a different way of seeing themselves in relationships. And I think that's, I love anything that's growing and thinking and expanding. I'm all for it. So, and again, it doesn't have to be all for it, you know, in your own life, but this idea that there's not a right or a wrong way to do it. And whenever you're in that, you know, to me, you're on the wrong side of history and on the wrong side of loving people for who they are and how they interact in the world. So, if you don't like that, you should not be following me. I just need to say that right now. I'm fine. If you hate all that and you're like, not for me, I'm very open about my stances about things. And I do that on purpose, because you should know who is coming at you with my own bent on things, my own thinking about things. So I certainly support heterosexual relationships and, you know, straight couple. I openly support that every lifestyle. That's the thing. I just don't like it when people decide that one way is right. I'm not a fan. So let's talk about the 5 steps to know if an open relationship is right for you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You. And there are, again, many types of relationships, and there's no one right way to do it. So I want to be clear. So, but to move forward in any conversation about having an open relationship, you got to keep an open mind and be curious. And I did an entire episode on how, why, and how curiosity is so important in your relationship. Please go back and listen. So to me, it's really important to, that's really the focus of the whole thing. Everything I'm going to talk today is about curiosity of yourself, of your partner, of the things you've assumed are true. You know, I talk a lot about fish not knowing that they're wet. And that is sometimes you grow up with things and you just say things and do things because they've always been. I have found so many times when I was brought up in such a time when, you know, women were just so subjugated and so in a time when it was really their fault, how they dressed, how they acted, for getting raped and attacked and belittled, and which is horrifying. But it was a part of my thinking, even though I was raised by such a feminist. We were in the National Organization for Women, and now we marched, we held placards, we did things. And even with that, there was some very subtle ways that I was misogynistic, you know, and didn't realize that's what it was. Because again, you're a fish who doesn't know it's wet. And until things come up, you start to see it. So like dress codes at school and things, you know, how women were asked to cover up more, girls were, than boys. And, you know, how we had a stricter dress code than boys did. Things like that, I just took as, yeah, well, of course, because otherwise boys get distracted and we can't have that. You know, like such bullshit. And yet I thought it for a lot of years because I didn't, you know, didn't know better for a while. So I'm just saying we have a lot of internalized sexism, racism, all kinds of stuff that we're not always aware of, even if I was raised in a very progressive liberal home. And yet there's still things that pop up. So just be open, have a curious mind, and know that you're always a fish who doesn't know it's wet in some area. So it's important to ask questions and not make judgments or act from like some sort of knee-jerk reaction when this topic comes up. So I want to highly recommend first and foremost that you listen to a past episode I did called How to Listen Without Getting Defensive or Hurt before you have any conversation or broach this subject with your partner. I think that is listening 101. Like, I think that is communication 101, the first thing you need to do if you want to have some great open conversations with a partner about this. And again, I would love for everyone listening. You might have already be like, well, I don't want an open relationship. You might not be listening anymore. I should have said this earlier. But I think everyone, it's such a great conversation to have. Don't be afraid to have it. I think these conversations are conversations, not there's not one, I think are awesome. So step one, let's talk about our five steps. Step one is to ask questions to understand your partner's why. This is, again, if your partner is the one who's broaching this subject. So why is your partner considering an open relationship? What's their motivation? And I really want you to get at least three reasons for their why. You know, what's making them lean in this way? If the motivation is fear-based, this isn't a good reason to have an open relationship. I want it from my experience. And to me, fear-based reasons include if there's a fear of commitment or a fear of intimacy. So, you know, wanting to, you know, get out there, past trauma, you know, showing up as insecurity or ego or just trauma of being in a relationship. Maybe you saw something horrible with your own parents in their monogamous relationships. You can't imagine having one for yourself. You feel like they're unsafe. Already having interest in another person and wanting to pursue a relationship with that person, that's a big red flag. That's not okay. That is not a reason to have an open relationship all of a sudden. Again, because we want to talk about the what's missing then from this one. And that could be fine to still do, but you want to get to what's under the thing. It's not just something, you know, oh, I just feel like doing this. Why? Where is it from? What's going on? It's a wonderful, again, it's not an interrogation. I want to be really clear. There's no interrogations here. There's no, you're wrong, so you got to tell me why. You know, it's not, it's really curious. How did I start the conversation? Curious. Wow, where is this coming from? I wonder why. Listen like you're wrong. What is this about? Go in it looking to learn something, not prove something. All the things I say. Other fear-based reasons are feeling that something is missing but from your current relationship, but you're not able to identify that something. I often find that people confuse sex and emotional intimacy and closeness. So in other words, someone's missing emotional closeness in the relationship. They're missing that secret sauce, but they only know how to feel really close through sex. So they don't know how to get what they need without sex. Does that make sense? I hope it does. I've done episodes about this before. I've talked about this. I'll link to those episodes. But it's really important that you, again, that's why these are great conversations. Well, what do you get from sex? Well, tell me more about that. Ask those collaborative questions. I'll have a list of collaborative questions at the end that you can download. Ed, that could really be helpful for this. I'm writing that down so I remember. I think it could be really good to think about that, to really ask these, again, questions meant to elicit more conversation and a deepening of understanding. So really notice, and that's why I want you to listen to How to Listen Without Getting Defensive or Hurt first, because you've got to be in a good place to have these wonderful conversation. And I think at the end of the day, for me, there's only one real reason to have an open relationship, and that's to improve the relationship you're in. So in whatever way that is, it doesn't mean that, oh, because then we can get married. I don't think getting married is improving the relationship you're in. I mean, again, increasing intimacy, increasing openness, increasing connection, ease, joy, the words I always use. So ask your partner. I think you can ask, again, from love, not from fear. Hey, do you think this will improve our relationship? And hopefully they'll say yes. And you go, okay, great. Tell me how. What ways is that going to happen? I get clear. Because again, this is great for your partner to talk about. It's great for you to talk about. And you have to make sure this is an open conversation with no rebuttals from you. You're not waiting to hear the reasons to then go, well, no, it's not going to do that because of this. That is not helping you. Again, listen like you're wrong as you truly try to understand your partner's point of view. That is your only goal going in. Step two is to ask questions to further clarify. Okay, so now I want to clarify. Now you've given me the motivations. Interesting. Okay, wow. Now I want to know more. So now I want to, well, how do you see this looking? Ask for a picture of what they want. Why not? Let's have if you had the dream scenario of an open relationship, what would it look like to you? Would you be using apps, hookup sites? I don't know, trolling in a bar? Like, what would it be? How often would this be? What do you see it looking like in day to day? Is there, again, someone you already have in mind, which again would be a little bit of a red flag? Because maybe this person is looking to break up, not have an open relationship, and they're trying to ease you into it. And that's not cool. And so you really want to, again, from love, ask the questions. Or is this a one-time thing or something they want ongoing? So is it an open relationship for a trip? I've had couples where someone is going away on a trip, like they're doing, you know, a month-long meditation somewhere or something else. And they're like, hey, I'd like to have an open relationship while I'm there. I want to have sex with other people when I'm there. And then that's it. But I won't continue the conversations with this person. I won't continue an ongoing relationship with this person in any way. It's just sex when I'm in this place. Is that okay with you? How can we talk about that? how do they feel about you having sex with other people? So they might have asked for this. Is this something, do they see it both ways? How do they feel about that? Really? What are the boundaries around being with someone else? You know, protection. Are they getting a sexual history from this person? Is, again, an ongoing sexual relationship or a one-time thing with each person, right? So is this, they're going to have an open relationship where they have random sex with the same or casual sex with the same person? When you and your partner then have sex, will you now use condoms if you weren't before? Are you going to use a different kind of protection? Like, how is that, is your own sex life going to be, and your own health and safety going to be protected in that? Another great, again, more clarification, would you keep this part of your, if you decide on it together, would you keep this part of your relationship public or private? So is this something you're going to tell other people? Yeah, in an open relationship, this is how we roll. If you have children together, are they going to know? Are they going to be impacted or not? They are going to be impacted. Of course they are from anything that you're doing, but how might they be impacted? Ask those questions. So you can see, and there's many more. I'm just giving you a good, a sort of high view of all the ways you want to understand how this really looks. And what I have found when I've sent clients back to their partners to ask these questions, the partner hadn't even thought of any of this, literally, just wanted to have sex with someone, you know, and wasn't really thinking of their motivation or what it was going to look like or ongoing or not, or, you know, and again, these are rich, deep conversations. Step three, you want to ask questions to understand your own whys and wants. Okay. So now you understand what your partner wants. All right. What are your thoughts and feelings about an open relationship? Okay. What are you thinking? How will I feel if my partner's going out on a date with someone else? What's going to happen? Am I going to sit at home while they go out? How do I feel about knowing that they're out with someone, probably having sex? How open do I want them to be with me about it? Tell me every detail or keep it vague. Is it going to be sex only, or is there like a date night? Is that what's happening? How much money can be spent on this other person? You know, hotel rooms, trips, etc. Because that's money coming out of the relationship. How do I feel about that? How much time can be spent with this other person? Like, do they just hook up at 2 a.m. for a few hours? Or is this something where they're spending a lot of time together? What's their communication with them otherwise? Do they follow them on social media? Is there texting? How do I feel about all, you know, about like the way that they interact with someone, you know, like what that looks like? I just want you to have a bigger picture. And how do you feel about having sex with other people? Would you be doing that as a means of like revenge or to get back or to show them what they're missing? Or is that something that you're really interested in now that you're having these deeper conversations? Does this feel like something, again, I'm telling you, if you do it for revenge or to get back at your partner, that's not improving the relationship. We know that, right? So what are your motivations around the open relationship and around how, you know, what you would like to be doing in that? What does it mean for you, this open relationship? Okay. So you can see it's a lot to think about. And again, I think they're amazing conversations. Step four, you have to have an open dialogue with all the information. Now it's time, right? You've got it, all the information. Now we want to have a really open dialogue. And it's important to listen to one another. This shouldn't be a time of arguing. This is not the time when you're deciding whether to do it or not. Let me be clear. That's step five. This is just a time to have an open dialogue. Okay, I've heard from you. I've heard from me. We're coming back. I've been thinking about it. I thought of these things. And now we're coming back for yet another conversation. And all right, everything like you've learned about what I want, what you want, what are you thinking? What's on your mind? And it's really important to hear one another as you work this through. That's key, okay? And then my step five is a little different than I think most people's. I think you should make your own decision first, like on your own. So to me, okay, so now we've had all the questions, we've gone back and forth, my thinking, your thinking, we've talked together, we've hammered out, you know, clarifying things, we've talked together about how you feel about me and how I feel about you and what my fears are, what my hopes are, what I think could happen. Now I want you to do some soul searching. That is really step five, not to sit with this person yet to say yes or no or whatever, but to do some soul searching on your own. Is an open relationship right for you? Now, you might have even been the one that requested it, but now you really have to come back. Now that you've learned more information about yourself, about your partner, about your relationship, I need you to now come back and think, oh, is it? Is it? So before the two of you come together, I want you each to come up with what you think, yes or no. Okay. And then you can have your final conversations about it. So there are some other things to consider, some final things to consider, I should say. And in my experience, you should say no to an open relationship if the only reason you'd say yes is out of fear. Okay. So again, I'm hoping you're having these conversations in open, loving ways. I hope that you're really going there, listening like you're wrong, all the things. But I need to say that at the end of the day, if you're going to say yes out of fear, that is not a reason to have an open relationship. So if you're saying yes because you're afraid of losing your partner, if you say no, that's now coercion and other, it's not good. If you're saying yes because you want to save your relationship, you know, it's kind of the same. You know, you're just afraid. You feel like this will save it, even though you don't agree. You're saying yes because there are core things wrong or missing, and you're trying to see if this makes it better. Without really connecting this to the core things that are wrong or missing. If you're saying yes, but you're completely uncomfortable with the idea and say yes anyway, maybe you feel like a prude, or maybe you, again, feel kind of pushed, or again, if you're saying yes because you feel coerced into the decision in some way, and that could be because you're being called a prude or anxious or uptight or anal or something else, then that's not a reason to say yes. Okay. It's not a reason to say yes. It doesn't mean that you have to say no, but it means that you need to do more exploring, more talking, more something, more of your own work. I don't know. It could be that you take a break to think about it, you know, like go back to the last episode about taking breaks. I don't know, but don't say yes out of fear, because that's not going to improve your relationship. And in my experience, you can say yes to a healthy, open relationship when the relationship is strong and there's mutual trust and respect. And I've seen this, you know, where someone's come to me and they felt blindsided. They were like, wow, I thought we were doing so well and everything really feels good with us. I can't believe my partner wants an open relationship. I think that you're, you know, in those situations, I'm like, I think it's great. I think your partner is saying to you, I have so much trust and faith in our relationship. You make me feel so safe that I feel like I can spread my wings a little and try other things that used to maybe make me afraid, or that I was even afraid to ask for, but I trust you so much. I feel like I can ask now. When there's a lot of love and connection, I think open relationships can be super successful. When you feel confident within the relationship, right? You're really confident within it. You are, when you're completely on board and are making the decision again out of love, not fear. When you and your partner have good communication, really open, you're able to discuss your feelings, your needs, your boundaries in very open and clear ways, I think open relationships can be amazing. And for sure, when you and your partner have similar relationship goals, when you feel like you're going in the same direction, again, this is something that's going to improve the relationship for whatever reasons. And you're seeing it as a way of, well, our goals are increased intimacy, increased openness, or whatever it is. And you see this as a path to help bring you there. I love it. Then I love it. I think that there's a great choice. So there you have it. Again, little caveat, I'm not an expert in this. This is not, but I do have a lot of experience in this. I will say that. I currently have all kinds of different sorts of people in my practice. I always have, and in my personal life and in my own sexual history and all that good stuff. So I feel like there's a lot I bring to the table, but again, not an expert. So that's why I gave you what I think are two of the best books out there on this topic. If this is really a thing for the two of you, I want you to bring in some other reading. I want you to bring in, you know, many different viewpoints and open yourself up to the discussion, because that really, at the end of the day, is where the love is. And we're talking about improving a love relationship. So, you know, what else is there? Okay. I know these are hard topics. I know this is particularly hard, you know, relationship breaks I talked about last week, open relationships this week. This can be really fear-based and bring up a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry and a lot of insecurity. And so I'm hoping that my perspective in these last two episodes has helped you feel more open, less insecure, more, you know, curious at the very least, and not feeling like you just have to slam the door on something, that you're trusting yourself. It's not about trusting your partner enough. It's about trusting yourself enough that you know what you need and want at the end of the day, that you can explore things without having to like be a doormat for things, that you trust yourself enough to hold yourself safe, no matter what comes at you. So you're open to having conversations. All right. That is it for this week. Woo! I hope you have an amazing week filled with love and connection and so many open, curious conversations. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Relationships Made Easy podcast with wonderful me, Dr. Abby Metcalf. And I've got two quick things to say. Just give me one more minute. First, I love spending this time with you, and I work hard to make sure every single episode is going to help you move from any feelings of frustration or resentment or anxiety to that connected, hopeful confidence. That's always my goal. So if you have any ideas for a future episode or just want to say hi, let me know what the podcast is doing for you. Anything. You can email me at abby@abbymetcalf.com. How simple is that? And the second thing I want to say is if you like the podcast, you're going to go crazy, crazy for my book. My book is really good. I'm really proud of it. You can find it on Amazon or on my website under the shop section on my website at abbymetcalf.com. It's called Be Happily Married, Even If Your Partner Won't Do a Thing. And even if your partner will do a thing, the book will still really help you. So that's it. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you soon.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.